Blog Talk Radio.
You on tonight. We are, amen, here again at the Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God for you. Thank God for each of you coming to join us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those that are listening from the Isles of the Sea, those that are listening from the east, the west, the north, the south, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for each of you on tonight. Truly, people of God, we can say that the Lord has been good to us. Amen. We're yet in the land of the living. Yet another day that he's given us, that we can give him glory, that we can give him praise. That's due unto his name. So we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for coming to lift up the name of Jesus with us on tonight. We do pray that, amen, realizing that this is Sunday and many worship on Sundays. Some do worship on Saturdays. But we pray that in the event you went to service on today, that the Lord met you there, that the Lord met you there in the house of God as you assembled together on one accord. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We thank him, amen, for what he's done earlier. We thank him, people of God, for what he shall do on tonight. Amen. We bless God. We thank God for his presence. Amen. Thanking him in advance. Amen. For the scripture declares that where there are two or three that are gathered together, hey, he said that he would be in the midst. Amen. Gathered together in his name, he said he would be there. And we're thanking him tonight, people. God, we pray that you got Jesus on your mind. We pray on tonight that you came expecting a move of God, another move of God. We pray that you came expecting tonight another touch from the Lord, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you came with your buckets out. We pray that you came looking for another filling. Yes, sir. Glory to God, because it is there for you. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. Listen, we just want to thank God for you on tonight. I don't know if you had a chance to join us for our virtual anniversary celebration, but people of God, I'm telling you, the Lord did speak unto us. Amen. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, people of God, because we were not defeated. Amen. We were not able to do our face-to-face celebration. But listen, we're working on that starting right now for April 6, 2024. We're starting on it right now, April 6, 2024. Amen. We want you to go ahead and set your calendars, get your calendar set. That is on a Saturday. So God be the glory. So April 6, 2024, we want you to save the date, and we will be talking about it, talking it up, working on it, people of God, getting ready for next year. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to go ahead and get ready. We want you to go ahead and start preparing, set your date, start setting your funds. We're not sure where it's going to be yet, but people of God, we know it's going forth in Jesus' name. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. We glorify him in advance for what he's going to do April 6, 2024. I have great expectations for what the Lord will do. I have great expectations. Amen. We want you to go ahead and get your plane tickets. Get your tickets in advance. Amen. Glory to God. We want to go ahead and try to solidify, amen, where we're going to have it at. Hopefully, prayerfully, amen, that it'll be in the heart of Georgia there in Macon. But we're going to see. Amen. We're definitely going to see. And we want you to go ahead and get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Prepare your hearts. Prepare your mind. Amen. And let us go. Amen. Come together on one accord and again, and greet the people of God. Amen. God is doing great things here on the PNN. We're so grateful for all that he's doing. People of God, I'm telling you, we're taking another turn. And I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for what God is doing. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, because we're moving. We're moving all by the power of God. Amen. By his divine ordination. By what he desires, what he has established in the work that he has begun. Mm-hmm. So we bless him and we thank him on tonight. We glorify, we magnify him again for you, and you. If you were not able to attend, or if you were not able to get on with us on yesterday, I admonish you to go ahead. You can go out to my page, my personal page, Annette M. Bradley, or you can go out to our Prayer News Network page. We posted the Zoom link there as well. We posted it on the new REARP Prayer Group 52 page. So there are three ways you can listen at it. There are three ways you can listen at the broadcast. People of God, the anniversary celebration, amen, Jesus, and the man of God begin to tell us it's time to make a decision. It is time to make a decision. It's time, people of God. It's time. It's time for us to just listen, come out of limbo, make a decision. Go ahead and do it, amen. But pray about it, do it, and then act on it. And I just thank God for that word on yesterday. It really blessed my soul, amen, and I know it will bless yours. And people of God, if by chance, as we even put it out there, the man of God put it out there, if you would like to sow into the ministry, we thank God for those of you that have sown. We thank God for you. The man of God said on yesterday, the Lord dropped two numbers in his spirit. You can go above. Amen. You can go above. But he said either $25 or $50. Amen. Sow into the ministry. Glory be to God. Just sow. Amen. Because we're going somewhere. Amen. And we never put it out there, people of God, but it does. It's a free conference call line, but it does cost. To host these calls, to host this network every night, it does cost. Amen. Even on our blog radio side, it does cost. Amen. And Jesus, glory be to God. And then, amen, for our time that, is put in there. You don't consider it, but people of God, it takes time. It requires time. It requires sacrifice. So if you, glory to God, if the Lord has placed it on your heart or rested it upon your heart, we want to ask you, if you will, please, ma'am, please, sir, consider sowing into the ministry, if you will. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There she is. Amen. We were trying to get our speaker on, but I see she's on. To God be the glory. Amen. The devil is a liar. Had a little complications there for a moment, but we're in now. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, if you would consider sowing into the Prayer News Network, listen, people of God, this ministry has been a blessing to all of us. Over these past 3 years, it has been more than a blessing. Amen. It has been the way out, the way through, and the way over. So we, listen, want, if you will, amen, to consider sowing into the ministry. Consider sowing. Amen, Jesus. Let me tell you something. There are things that we desire to do, things that we've started trying to do, have not completed, people of God, but nevertheless, we're yet going on and moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for you. Again, if you will, consider. Amen, Jesus. Consider, amen, Jesus, coming, amen, and sowing into the ministry. Amen. So we thank God again. Thank God for Prophet Virgil. As we stated, people of God, the man of God, he is a consulting advisor for us, and we thank God for him. Amen. He's been with us here every step of the way, and we thank God for him, how God has, amen, placed him, amen, with us. And I tell you, he's been more than a blessing. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for the word. Amen. For the word. Hallelujah, coming forth from the man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So tonight, people of God, we want you to get your hearts and minds ready. Amen. Jesus, we are ready. We're ready. Amen. We're on the next round. We finished round three. We're now on round four. This is our fourth year, round four. And every round goes higher and higher. Amen. And the higher we go, the more we should be shaking off, the more we should be taking on of him, amen, the more we should be shaking off of our flesh, our fleshy desires, amen. And the word comes to help us to do that, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord today. We thank God, amen. Glory be to God for our leaders. I want to thank God for my leaders. Glory to God. Thanking God for our senior apostle on tonight. Thanking God for Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking God for the elect lady. Amen. Thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And his elect lady. Glory to God. Thanking God on tonight for Apostle Lorenzo Rutledge. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for him and his elect lady on tonight. Thanking God for all of our advisors. We thank God for all of our advisors and each and every one of them. We bless God for them and their space and in place that they hold in part of this outreach ministry. Amen. As you know, people of God, we're all a part of different ministries. But I thank God for them lending their hand to help to keep the ministry going and moving. Amen. And all that they do. So we just give God thanks. We give our praise on tonight. Each of you, each and every one of you, we thank God for you. Thanking God tonight for our prayer warrior. Thanking God tonight for our scripture reader. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Everything and anything that you do to help this ministry go forward, we just bless God for you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your well wishes. We thank you for your ideas, amen, that you share. We thank God for you, people of God. It's truly a blessing. It is a blessing indeed. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we want to go ahead and get ready for the word on tonight. As you know, people of God, on our Sunday night and Monday night, we have a longstanding commitment by the woman of God. We thank God for on tonight, Prophetess Sharon Duckham. She's here with us on Sunday and Monday night. And we bless God for her. We thank God for using her. We thank God on tonight for her commitment to be with us on these two nights. Amen. It's indeed a blessing. Amen, Jesus. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God for the word that is about to come forth. We pray that you get your pencil and your pencil ready. Pencil and paper ready. Your iPad, your phone, whatever you're going to take your notes on. Go ahead and get them ready, people of God. Amen. Call somebody, tell somebody that we're on and that we're on live and that you want them to come and join you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, without further ado, we're going to turn the line over to Missionary Dorothy Fan, and she's going to come and sanctify our line for us on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. Faithful, dedicated, amen, woman of God. We thank God for her, Missionary Fan. And right after her, people of God, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holly. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. We thank God for these two women of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So in that order, people of God, and right after the scripture reading, the next one that you will hear will be that of the speaker for tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, people of God. Missionary Fan, you have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, we come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, Lord God, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, and say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, for your goodness, and thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come back into your presence once again. We appreciate you so much, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to see another day, Lord God, that we wasn't promised. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come, Lord God, back on this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to look upon each and every one of our hearts tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look up on our minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, all our iniquities, Lord God, all our transgressions, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look on our mind, Lord God, tonight. If we thought anything that wasn't like you, Lord God, we asking you in the name of Jesus to forgive us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God. God is sorry, Lord God, for anything that we may have done, Lord God, that wasn't righteous in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move on each and every one of us tonight that come to this line tonight in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to touch every soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to decrease, Lord God, that you may increase tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon every heart, Lord God, every broken heart, Lord God, every, Lord God, person, Lord God, that's dealing with pressure, Lord God, and don't know how to handle it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look upon the bereaved families right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Someone lost a loved one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and their head is hung down tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to be the lift of their head, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on that mother and that father that lost a child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that spoke, God, in the heart. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch them right now where they stand. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and bring comfort, Lord God, into their soul, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, tonight, save, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, salvation, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to save somebody tonight, Lord God, that is standing at the crossroad, Lord God, and don't know which way to go. We ask you right now, Lord God, to direct their path, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to have your way on this line tonight, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Give us here ears to hear tonight what you will say unto us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be doers of your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move on the speaker tonight, the woman of God. Touch her right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your word tonight, in the name of Jesus. Move right now, Lord God, on Minister Bradley, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen her right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you. We say we magnify you. We say we glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. You're so good, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being a merciful God. We thank you, Lord God, for being all-seeing God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, and we say thank you, Lord God. We will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We will give you the honor tonight, Lord God. We want to say thank you, Jesus. We want to say thank you, Jesus. We want to say we magnify you. We want to give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah to your name, Lord God. And we say thank you once again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN and thousands, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, the 14th through the 18th verse, and the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse. For much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it to be like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. In that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sins which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I have read to you Hebrews, the second chapter, the 14th through the 18th verse, and the 12th chapter, the 1st through the 2nd verse. May God have a blessing to the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. We bless God tonight. We do give God the glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We magnify you tonight. We glorify you, for you alone deserve the glory, the praise, and the honor, God. If it had not been you, we would not be even here right now. We would not be here tonight, and so we won't take this opportunity lightly. We won't take it lightly that we are still in the land of the living, and we are able to come back on this CNN one more time. And so we owe God a praise tonight. Bless his name. We owe him glory. We could never glorify him or praise him enough. I just love him tonight, and I just want to bless him tonight for being so good to us. Bless his name. For being so awesome. Bless his name. For being so great. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and in the mountain of his holiness. The Bible says, let everything that has breath begin to give God praise tonight where you are. Begin to magnify the name and glorify the name of Jesus right where you are. Bless his name, because he is worthy tonight. He's worthy to be magnified, feared, and adored. And so, God, we praise you tonight, and we bless you. We want to thank you tonight that protocol has already been established. Bless his name, that it came into agreement with. Bless his name. I thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley, the PNN advisors, your prayer warriors, and all of you from there and far, whoever you are, whichever titles you may be carrying in the body of Christ, you're welcome, and God bless you tonight from wherever you're listening from, Facebook, radio, wherever tonight, you're welcome, and we greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Bless his name tonight. And so let us pray. Father, we thank you as this line has already been sanctified. I give you praise tonight, O God, for just being in the midst of us by your Spirit, that you would release an anointing, God, that would make your word come forth with ease. In the name of Jesus, that you would anoint the ears of their hearers to hear what not a woman has to say. Glory to God tonight, but what the Spirit of God is speaking expressly to us in this last hour. We do need you, God, like never before. We need your word, Lord God, as never before. Thank you tonight for this prayer, this PNN that is worldwide, oh God, that has brought so many together to be edified and to be encouraged and to be enlightened by your word. And so we bind the prince of the powers of the air, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness that is in high places tonight. We bind the works of Satan and bring it to naught in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, tonight for being in the midst of us. And God, speak to us tonight, and that we may grow and be edified in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And tonight, I'm dealing with the healing power of God. Bless his name. We're dealing with the healing power of God. And it's coming from the book of Acts chapter 3. Bless his name. And I read from 1 to verse 11, and I'll just include the rest into my sermon. But it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And glory to God tonight, Jesus, yes, Lord. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us, glory to God. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Bless his name tonight. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for arms at the beautiful gate, bless his name, of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement unto him. As the lame man which had healed, or which was healed, held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly tonight praising God. Bless his name tonight. And so I know many of us have heard this story before over and over again. Bless his name, about the lame man and the miracle that was done in his life. Hallelujah. And how Jesus Christ healed him. And tonight, bless his name, as you look at the story, this event in the book of Acts took place between 29 to 30 A.D. We don't, you know, there's not an exact date, but it seems like likely the event that took place, it took place shortly after the day of Pentecost, because it happened right after Acts chapter 2. And in this tonight, we're going to deal with Peter and John, who are apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, who met a lame man who couldn't walk or who sat at the temple every day. And we're going to deal with a crowd of people who witnessed this miracle, bless his name, and what happened in this story. And so tonight, I would have you to know that this is the first apostolic miracle that happened. This is the first apostolic miracle that happened right after they came from the upper room. Oh, bless his name tonight. And as we read, verse 1 said, and Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. And the hour of prayer is the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, which means this was a fixed time that they used to go in the temple to pray every day. Glory to God tonight. It was known as the Jewish reckoning time in Jerusalem. That's what they did every day. And if you look at this time of prayer in the temple every day, if we can, or more often than we do now, bless his name. And as you look at what happened, you know the story about how they became so powerful. But tonight, as I'm reading, I want you to just tap in to what is being said tonight. For I know as you tap in, someone will be healed and delivered tonight. Someone will be saved and set free tonight. Glory to God. Because tonight, this is a scripture of faith tonight. And so even as the word is going forth, I declare that your faith be boosted tonight, and that something will happen, a miracle will take place in your body if you are sick, or whatever it is that you are believing God for tonight, that God would open up the windows even as his word is going forth, and somebody would testify, hallelujah, that God was in the midst of us on tonight. Verse 2 said, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, oh, bless his name tonight, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, what Peter and John's intention in going to the temple at this time, they were on their way to Jerusalem to attend the prayer time and mingle with the Jews and the Christians, as we just read. And you can look at that and find that in Acts chapter 2, and you go down to 42, verse 42 to 47, chapter 3 and 1, it will show you that they went to the temple every day. Bless his name. On their way in the temple, they met a man that was in a serious condition. Oh, bless his name tonight. This man had his challenges. He had setbacks in his life. He did not ask for this or cause this on himself. He was born in this condition. Oh, bless his name tonight. And if you look at Acts 4:22, it says, for the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. So it wasn't that he was a young man. He was, you know, he was a middle-aged, I wouldn't call him middle-aged, but he was of good age. And when you look at the word lean from the lexicon in the Greek translation, it says to begin below, to make a beginning, to begin, to come forth, hence to be there, be ready, be at hand, to be. And the Strong's concordance, or the definition, in the Strong's definition, it says in G5259, to be under, or to begin under, that is, come into existence, be present or at hand, to exist. That's the meaning of lean, according to the Greek translation. And I went and looked at the dictionary, and it says injury or illness affecting the leg or foot, limping, hobbling, incapacitated, debilitated, infirm, deformed, maimed, gammy, and gain. And let me go down here. Or something intended to be entertaining, uninspiring, and dull. And so according to the Greek translation, it's telling us that his beginning was below everyone else. Hallelujah. As I was looking at it, I listened to what God was saying, and this is what I got from what the Spirit of God said to me, that his beginning was below everyone else. His beginning was underneath everyone else. He came forth the way he was. He came into existence the way he was. He behaved and lived the way he was because he had no other choice but to accept his condition. How many of you tonight, hallelujah, you find yourself in a condition where you did not ask to be this way? You did not ask to be born the way you were born, or to be in the home or the family that you were born into. And so you find yourself dealing with some conditions that you don't know how to get out of it. Hallelujah. Your beginning may be like his beginning. It may be low. It be, my God, somebody is dealing with this same condition tonight. It might not be the leanness, but it could be something happening in your life that has you to the bottom, and you look like you're to the bottom, and everybody are looking at you like you are to the bottom. The Bible said from his mother's womb, he had to be carried. Oh, bless his name tonight. His muscles were not strong enough for him to move freely. He was laid on a daily basis at the gate of the temple. Hallelujah tonight. This is called beautiful, to beg from anyone that was entering the temple. Oh, bless his name tonight. He was bought every day by people and was laid in the same place, in the same position. Oh, glory to God tonight. They could have taken him any place else to beg, but they brought him where? At the front of the house of God, in the gate of the Lord's house. Bless his name tonight. But glory to God tonight, he was put right in front. My God, where he could be seen. Hallelujah. Why, dear? Why not in other places where he could have been taken care of? But you have to look at it, that back then they had no hospitals. Glory to God. So he was put in a place where well-disposed people could see his condition. Today, people in the body of Christ, everybody is running to the hospital. Everybody's on med, not everybody, but most of the body of Christ, you'll find them, they run to the hospital and on medication rather than coming to the house of God and waiting on the Lord to move. Oh, bless his name. And so this man, hallelujah, he chose to come before the gates of the Lord's house. Now, I don't know whether he was forbidden to come inside because of his condition, but he stayed at the gate, my God, waiting on somebody to give him something. The place where they took him was where they worshiped. Hallelujah. Where there was praises going on. Where the presence, the glory, my God, tonight, and the anointing should have been there. Glory to God. Where signs and wonders should have been taking place. Where there should have been, my God, a move of God. Where the power of God should have been manifested in such a way that it would flow on the outside of of that building to reach that man. Like on the day of Pentecost, when they, my God, and the Holy Ghost fell, it blew open the window, and those outside was affected by what was going on the inside. So something happened somewhere, something went wrong, that these people passed his mind on a daily basis going into prayer, and he could not be healed, sitting right in the front, my God, of the house of God. Oh, glory be to God tonight. The presence of the Lord is not stabilized, is not constricted to one place. It has a flow. It flows, glory to God. Hallelujah, tonight, Holy Ghost. And the anointing should have been in such a way, glory to God, to touch you, my God. So God, if you study Pentecost, God allowed the windows to blow open to make an effect, to make a change. Maybe they were in there and it was closed up. I don't know what it was. But tonight, if things were open, doors and windows were open, I believe there would have been a sound of a rushing mighty wind that would reach this man to get him out of where he was. Oh, bless his name tonight. Where there should have been a move of God, where the power of God, there should have been some healing taking place in the life of this lame man. Bless his name tonight. There is no way a man should have been laying at the gate. They passed through every day, and he remained the same. Something, hallelujah, something is wrong with this kind of attitude that is taking place in the gates and before the temple. Something is wrong somewhere tonight. There is no difference between now and back then. Many of us as Christians pass people by all the time and not reach out to them to help their needs. Hallelujah, to help meet their needs. And many people find or will find themselves in the same condition like this man. Oh, glory to God. Many people come to church hurting and leave the same way. Glory to God. Many people are, my God, my Shekoroba Hosa, passing by the church. Probably want to come in, but hallelujah, where is that love? My God, there is. People will find, oh, my God, or will find themselves. And some people will find themselves in the same condition like this man. You are coming to the house of God, oh, glory to God, tonight, and they ignore your condition. They tell you, come back another time, or turn their heads and eyes in the opposite direction as if you don't exist, as if they don't see you, oh, glory to God. People are crying out, and the church should be a place where they should want to come, glory to God, tonight. But if you talk to them, the church has a bad stigma, oh, glory to God, a bad name out there, hallelujah, in the world. It's like many seem to forget that the house of God is not to help reach out to those who have membership, glory to God, or the righteous alone. But the house of God is for those, bless his name tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted, the sin sick, my God. It is a hospital where healing and deliverance should take place. Glory to God tonight. He sat before a gate they called beautiful. Oh, bless his name tonight, begging every day for help. But the church turned their back on this man. Glory to God tonight. His life was in a mess. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He was in a critical condition. His life was useless. He was a beggar. He only existed. He needed people to carry him where he needed to go. He sat in this condition every day of his life before this place of worship. My God, the high priest passed him by. Said, oh, glory to God tonight. People that were placed in authority, shepherds who are supposed to be responsible to take care of the sheep, and those who just showed up for prayer and showed up for worship, they passed them by. Bless his name tonight. But leaders and members, my God, overlooked this man. They ignored his condition. There was no compassion, no mercy, or genuine, glory to God, agape love shown towards this man who was sitting in the gates of the, glory to God, before the Lord's house. They had to pass him to get into the temple, which means they saw his condition. But like the priests and the Levites did to him, to the man that was robbed and beaten, they passed on the other side. They saw the man, glory to God, lying in the streets, glory to God, lying on the road, beaten up by some armed robbers, but ignored him. Glory to God tonight. God used a Samaritan who was seen as a nobody in the eyes of the Jews. They were seen as dogs, but this was the one that God used as an example to show what his love is all about. And if you go to Luke chapter 10 from verse 29, it says, "But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?" Glory to God tonight. And Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead." They left that man half dead. That beggar by the gate was just like he was half dead because he had no type of life. And by chance, verse 31 says, "And by chance there came down a certain priest," a priest now, "a leader that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." Oh, glory to God tonight. And likewise, a Levite, bless his name tonight, when he was at the place, came and looked on the man, oh, glory to God, and passed on the other side. You see, the priest didn't even come to see what was going on. He basically just passed on the other side. But this Levite took a closer look and still did not do anything. He left the man and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And so where is the compassion of God, my God, in the temple called Beautiful, in the gates called Beautiful? Where was their compassion? God is asking, where is the compassion in the house of God toward those who are broken and lean and sick and afflicted and poor and needy? Glory to God. And went to him, this Samaritan went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. This Samaritan man, he took this man and put oil and wine on the bruises that this man got from being robbed and beaten. And he rather than letting the man walk, he came off his beast and put the man on the beast. He had to use his beast as an ambulance to get this man, my God, to a place of rest. And he brought him to a hotel and inn, and he took care of him there at the hotel. And on the morrow, the Bible said in verse 35, when he departed, he took out 2 pence. Hallelujah. However that much that was in their time, 2 pence, and gave them to the host or the manager of this hotel and said unto him, "Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." And so this nobody that was seen as a dog did what some church people would never do, did what some leaders didn't do, do what some, my God, apostles probably wouldn't do, do what some prophets wouldn't do. He, my God, sacrificed his own comfort, his own money, to make sure that man that was bleeding on the road was taken care of. How many of us in the body of Christ would sacrifice and make and give our cars up for somebody to be comfortable? My God, pay some kind of bill for them to, my God, go in the hospital or maybe have a roof over their head tonight. Glory to God tonight. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. Rich, now and the question is, Jesus asked the neighbor, he said, "Which of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said unto him, "Go and do likewise." Hallelujah. Go and do likewise. Glory to God. God is looking for some doers tonight, not some mirrors and not some talkers. He said, go and do likewise. If you see somebody hurt and hungry and need, and you know they can't pay you back, and you're telling them to pay you back, and they suffering and struggling, what type of love is that we have? This man didn't ask for this man to pay him a dollar back. Glory to God tonight. So just let us know that love and compassion that we expect to find in the house of God, among the people of God and leadership, is missing in many of these ministries. Glory to God. They did the same thing to this poor beggar. The place where he should have gotten help was ignored by leaders and church people. Many are hurting and going to many of these churches who you think are in a beautiful place. So they think they are in a right place. come here because they are hurting. They have a need. Their life is a mess. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, tonight the people in those part of the church should be reaching out and helping, but decide to turn to the church. These people that are hurting, they decide to turn to the church, which should be the best place to run to. And that's where this man was. He was in the best place. At least I think he thought he was. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. You go to worship service. You're hurting, broke, busted, and disgusted. Oh, glory to God tonight. You hear a pretty message, but go home empty. To empty cupboards. Your bills are due. You cannot pay my God bills. You're feeling oppressed and depressed and discouraged. Oh, glory to God tonight. Don't know where the next dime is coming from. Glory to God tonight. You feel like walking away from God. You feel discouraged. You feel like life is not worth living. So some people commit suicide. God is saying, hallelujah, there is hope tonight. There is hope. Glory to God tonight. Acts chapter 3 and verse 3 says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, they asked alms, glory to God. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And verse 5 said, and he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. The means man expectation. That is a question. We know he was not expecting a miracle, and that's for sure. He only expected to receive donations from anyone that was passing by just to survive every day. Glory to God. Neither was Peter and John expecting to perform a miracle. They were on their way to a prayer meeting. Oh, glory to God tonight. But because of his disability, this lame man couldn't work. He had no money. He grew up being a beggar, asking for alms from people passing by. How many of us come across or had an encounter with someone with this condition tonight? How does it make you feel when you see someone like this? And what do we do about it when we do see some people on the way and they're crippled and they're walking along? They're probably in a wheelchair. Do we stop to do anything? Do we stop to say anything? Do we stop to see if there's a need? Glory to God tonight. When this man came into contact with Peter and John, glory to God, they came in contact with the glory that was upon them. Because we got to remember this happened just after, my God, they came out of the upper room. And we know what all took place in the upper room. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Acts, in the book, told them, hallelujah, to go and say. He gave them instructions as to what to do to receive the power that we hear now is being manifested to Peter and John. If you look at Acts chapter 1, 2 through 7, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And if you look at this, this man was 40 years old, and he is talking about 40 days. So 40 has a lot of power that is connected to it. Blessed Peter and John met this man at the age of 40, and Jesus told them he was seen of them after 40 days. So there is something about the number 40 that has a power that goes with it. And, you know, Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So there is a power that comes with the number 40. And verse 4 said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Oh, bless his name. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which is which the Father put into his own hands. But verse 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judah and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where they abode the other disciples. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with the brethren. And if you go into Acts chapter 2, bless his name, verse 2 to 3, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like that upon each of them. Bless his name. And we know the rest is about Joel and the last days being prophesied, the Spirit of God being poured out. Bless his name. And something happened after the Spirit was poured out upon them. And what happened was as I began to look into this, that there was a glory that was released upon them. And when they came out of the upper room, the man, as he looked on them, as he was instructed, I believe that this man saw the glory of God that made a difference, my God, as he looked upon Peter and as he looked upon James. And any time you spend tarrying and fasting and praying in the presence of the Lord, there is a level of glory that God will release over your life that when people look at you, they will see and behold the glory of God. Hallelujah. And so after beholding the glory upon Peter and John, when Peter spoke to the poor beggar, something took place. Something happened. Glory to God. Chapter 3 and verse 6 says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There are many people like this man today looking for alms, but you might not have money or something tangible to give them. But God is saying here tonight, I give you authority and I give you power to do even more than money or reaching out with material things can do. It is time to speak my word. Peter and John began to speak the word. And God is saying it's time to use my name. The only thing they did was use the name and the word of God, and healing took place in the life of this man. But we've got to understand, it just didn't happen. They have to wait, my God, on the power. They had to wait in the presence of the Lord for 10 days. You see, we want to be used like this. It's going to take some sacrifice of self and sitting in the presence of the Lord, sitting down, my God, with your Bible and talking to God. It's going to take us spending time away from distraction to be able to operate, my God, in this level of the anointing. Oh, bless his name tonight. Peter and John had something greater than money or material possession. They had power and authority that brought deliverance to someone that was in bondage all of his life. Oh, bless his name tonight. This deliverance tonight, glory to God, was needed more than money. Oh, yes, it was. His deliverance tonight was needed more than the money that he was asking for that would only last for a few minutes. My God, what he got, hallelujah, my God, was chains broken up off his life. Bondages were broken up off his. He was loose from every demonic attack. He was loose from every demonic bondage. Glory to God tonight. He was loose from every stronghold that had his life restricted, had his life tied down. He was now able to go and make money rather than beg for a donation. Oh, glory to God tonight. What has you tied down tonight? What has us begging in this hour? God is so standard of a host. It is time to be loose. Hallelujah. It's time to be set free. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you look at the word alms, the word alms means pity. It means mercy, especially an exhibit in giving alms. It means charity. It means donation to the poor. And so that's what this man was doing, and that's what he was begging for. And if you look at Acts chapter 3 and 7, he took him by the right hand. Peter and James took this man by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And so we see here Peter activated faith with the word that was spoken over this man's life. Hallelujah. He didn't just speak it, but he bent down and did something. He activated faith with what was spoken over this man's life. The Bible said he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. my needed help to get them. So sometimes you may pray for somebody, but they may need you to lay hands on them. They may need you, my God, to lay some oil and rub some place on them. And the Bible said, and immediately he was strengthened, and the word of God said, faith without works is dead. And so from the word of God operating with faith, my God, for something to happen in the life of this man. James chapter 2, verses 14 to 20 says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith, oh, glory to God tonight, and have not works? Can faith save him? That's a question God is asking. Can faith alone save this man? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, that's what this man was going through. He was destitute of daily food. And verse 16 says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. And that's what I said earlier. Somebody come looking for help. And you say, come back tomorrow. You're telling them God is saying tonight. You tell them, depart in peace. Be ye warm and filled. Notwithstanding tonight, you give them not the things that they needed for the body. What do it profit the person? This is Bible. Let me read it. Verse 16 said, and if one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body. What do it profit? If somebody's crying for help and you said, go in peace. God is asking us some questions tonight, and this is a serious thing right here. Verse 17 says, even so faith, if it had not worked, it is dead, being alone. So Peter, them just couldn't speak faith. They had to activate it by doing something, by touching. Touch his body. It talks about needful to the body. His body needed to be touched. Oh, glory to God tonight. Verse 18 says, yea, a man must say, thou hast faith, and I have worked. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my work. 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil, D-E-V-I-L-S, also believe, and they tremble. Oh, glory to God on tonight. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And so tonight, God is telling us tonight, you can just pray for somebody, and somebody is hurting, and somebody is in need, and you have the ability to do more than just prayer, and you said go, and they're still hurting, then something is wrong somewhere in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And Acts chapter 9, verse 9 says, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Bless his name on tonight. He was no longer bound. He had no limitation on his life anymore. No more boundaries. Glory to God. No more setbacks. This man had no more stumbling blocks. He had no more begging to do. No, my God, no need to be carried around by people anymore. He didn't keep it to himself. He let everyone know what Jesus had done. He got a bit of praise, glory to God. He got a bit of jumping and a shouting. He got up giving God the glory. He was no longer restricted from going in the temple, glory to God, to praise God. You see, he was at the gate, but now the Bible said he went into the temple with Peter and John. Bless his name. You have so many people today, my God, that will not open their mouths to give God glory or praise when God do something for them. Oh, bless his name tonight. They will not even clap their hands. You have to tell them, come on, clap your hands. Come on, stand to your feet. Oh, glory to God. They will not even tell others about what God had done in their lives. When you look at this man, glory to God, who has been set free by the power of God after 40 long years. Oh, glory to God tonight. He had every right to give God the praise. He had an undignified praise. He was like King David who danced, oh my God, when the Ark of the Covenant was brought back, my God, to them. David began to dance. He danced out of his robe. Hallelujah, God. And his wife despised him. Even if somebody despised you like David's wife despised him, give God the glory anyhow. He danced and praised God God, and tell the people, tell God, the people attention. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Someone, my God, who appreciate God and who are grateful for what God has done. You cannot keep it to yourself. He, God, is looking for someone who is not ashamed to dance before him, who is not ashamed to leap and scream and to shout, my God, not just behind the four walls, not just in the church building, but if you're on the street, you're able to give God the praise. You see, this man was outside. You may be in the mall, but God said, give me a praise. You may be in the food store, but God is saying, give me a praise. Wherever you may be, he deserves an incredible praise. People might despise you. They might say, if you don't take all of that, hallelujah, tonight, but you don't know where God bring me from. You don't know what God has just done in my life. We can never give God the praise and the glory, my God, tonight, that he deserves. Hallelujah, tonight. Verse 10 and it says, and they knew that it was he which was set for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Verse 11 said, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch. See, wondering, listen tonight, the praise of the beggar got the people's attention because his praise was real. His worship was real. Whenever your praise and your worship is real, it will cause others to know that you serve a living God. This is a miracle. This miracle brought amazement and wonder to those, oh God, who stood around them in the name of Jesus. This should be happening in the churches right now. This is what God is looking for. Signs and wonder. Verse 12 said, and then Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? Oh, glory to God tonight. Verse 13 said, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Oh, bless his name tonight. But he denied, you denied the Holy One and the just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are a witness in the name of Jesus. And verse 16 said, and his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Oh, bless his name tonight. Glory to God tonight. So those who witnessed the miracle were astonished, and many of them gathered around Peter and John. Peter told the people the power that they had just witnessed was not his, but that of Jesus, the Christ, who they recently rejected and killed on the cross. Peter and John refused to take the glory. They refused to take any honor for what had happened. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. You are many in the body of Christ. I did that. I'm taking God's glory for things that are happening. Hallelujah. In the body of Christ. Miracles that are happening. They say it was me. My. They had a Luciferian syndrome. Lucifer fell from heaven because of the letter I. Oh, glory to God. And many going to fall because I. Many are saying I. And my God, that has taken the place of the glory of God. The people killed Jesus because of their ignorance. But in doing so, they fulfilled the word of the prophets that Christ would suffer. So, my God, they thought they were doing something, my God, injustice. But what they were doing, they didn't know that what they were doing was fulfilling the word of God, fulfilling the mandate of God in the life of Jesus Christ. Peter told the people to repent so their sins could be blotted out. He told them Moses had prophesied about the Messiah in Deuteronomy 18:18-19. He told them Jesus was the fulfillment of the promise God made to Abraham, that is in his offspring, all nations of the earth would be blessed. And that's Genesis 22:18. Jesus was the blessing all the Jews didn't know they needed. Peter helped them understand by connecting Jesus' life to the ancient promise of God that this is the way of salvation. And so we see 10 amazing things that happened in this story tonight. The lame man was miraculously strengthened. Hallelujah. We see that happen in this story. As Peter raised the lame man up, the Bible says he gained strength. And so God is saying tonight, rise up and gain strength. If you are weak tonight, rise up. Build up your faith and gain strength to pray some more. Strength to study your Bible some more. Strength, my God, to continue to go to the house of God. It was so overwhelming. This man must have probably thought he was having a dream. My God, I believe if I was in his condition, I probably would feel like I was dreaming too. I would probably say, this cannot be real. Can you imagine him? He probably touching his leg. He probably bending down and saying, my God, my legs could move. This thing, my God, cannot be possible. But all things are possible if we believe God tonight. Bless his name on tonight. Peter and John didn't perform any medical treatment. Peter and John didn't use any medicine. Neither did they use any special tools. But they were able to let the man walk for the first time in his life. How did they do it? All by the power of God. All by calling on the name of Jesus. The lame man started believing in God. The lame man's faith began to stir up, and he began to praise God. My God, for what God had done in his life. My God, he couldn't help but leap. He couldn't help but shout for joy because of the excitement. You have been in the condition for 40 years. I believe I would run down the street. I believe everybody would probably call me crazy because I am being set free from the bondage of help me tonight. Hallelujah on tonight. The incident also amazed the crowd. They were amazed enough, my God, for them to believe in God. So what happened caused these people's faith to turn to God? What happened stir up their faith? My God, let's start doing something to stir the faith up of those that don't believe that Jesus is real, that don't believe that he exists. It's time to stir up the faith, oh glory to God, even in the body of Christ. The next thing you know, several other people came to see what was happening. They began to get curious, and so they started to look. This was what happened when Peter and John healed this lame man. Anytime you see something miraculous happen or something, whatever it is that you have never seen before, you're going to see it's going to draw attention. It's going to draw a crowd. There was always a crowd of people around Jesus because he was always doing miracles. He was always healing. He was always, my God, reaching out. And so people were drawn to him. Who was being drawn to the church? Who has been drawn to the house of worship? The house of worship are practically empty. We got 10 and 20 people, and some of the pews are still empty in the house. Where is the signs? Where is the wonders? Where is the healing? Where is, my God, the anointing? Where is the power? Where is the presence of God to draw men unto God? He said, as I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw men unto you. Peter and James will lifting up the name of Jesus. They will lifting up, my God, the word of God. And so people were drawn because Jesus was getting all the glory. He let them know, listen, this will have nothing to do with us, but it was in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you reject. He is the one responsible. All glory to God on tonight. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm excited because I believe in a miracle working God. I believe in a God who can do anything but fail. Peter took this opportunity as the crowd began to gather. He took this opportunity to preach about God's healing power while the man was holding on to Peter and John on the way to Solomon's Porch. The astonished people run together. And so when God allows something like this to happen and the people began to draw to you or draw around, God said, use the opportunity to minister. Use the opportunity to preach about this God that we serve. Hallelujah. They didn't just go into prayer. Hallelujah. They couldn't go into prayer no more. They had to minister. They had to preach. Oh, glory to God tonight. Peter addressed them saying, fellow Israelites, why do you surprise? Why are you so surprised? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? And so people are going to be surprised at what is happening in this last hour. They're going to be surprised at the way God is going to use you. They're going to be surprised at the remnant that God is raising up, this just regeneration that God is going to use to do signs and wonder. And so this is the time, oh, glory to God. And if you look at this, as I close, hallelujah, Peter and James, their attitude showed a sign of humility. They became humble. Instead of taking all the credit for themselves, Peter gave it back to God. He gave it back to God. Are we giving God the credit for everything that's happening in our lives? Are we giving God the credit for what he used us to do? Can you believe this was the same old Peter who used to be proud and arrogant? My God, Peter used to be doubtful. Look at how much he had changed. God is able to change anybody. God is able to use anybody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. My God, hallelujah, God is looking for some people like Peter. You might not be where you need to be. You might be proud and arrogant. You might be doubtful. But God is saying tonight, I can change you. I can make you better. I can make your life one that people will emulate. Oh, glory to God tonight. Specifically, he told the people that God was the one whom their ancestors. And so we see tonight, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man, Peter, healed them. And God is saying tonight, whatever you do tonight, let it be by faith. People of God, it has to be by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The leaders learned from Peter about the Savior's sacrifice. Even the leaders, Peter had a chance to preach to these leaders about the Savior's sacrifice and his desire for the Jewish people to accept him. Glory to God. When with them, they rejected Jesus. And so God used the same opportunity to preach to these same people who crucified Jesus, the leaders, the priests. They were the ones. And they were able to hear about Jesus. Glory to God tonight. God is using this for an example to us to follow. It is time to activate our faith. It is time to activate the word of God. Glory to God. It is time to say yes if God wants to use you. Hallelujah. Peter told the leaders that God, whom their ancestors crucified, was the one healing this man. And so God is saying, tell somebody about me, what I am doing in this last hour. The leaders couldn't help but set Peter and John free. Because if you look at Acts chapter 4, they were in prison. And so they had no choice to let them go. They had to let them go after all that happened. Bless his name. And so God is saying tonight that there is healing in the name of Jesus. And if you're sick tonight, and if you grab a hold of this word, and if you activate your faith tonight, believe you me, your healing is here. Your deliverance is here. If God could do it for that man after 40 years, you probably only had your sickness maybe 2 years. Maybe since the pandemic started, your sickness maybe 10 years. Can you imagine 40 years, glory to God, and we complaining and murmuring? But God is saying tonight, activate your faith. In my name, call upon my name and see if I won't come to your rescue. See if you won't have a testimony. But the thing I found in this last hour, we trust the doctor's report more than Jesus' report. Before we run for the elders of the church, we run to the pharmacy. We run to the hospital. We run to the private doctors because we have insurance and it can pay it. And we go take surgeries. That getting worse, chemotherapy, radiation, and we end up sicker or dying. So God is saying, my power is here to heal. Activate my power by faith in the name of Jesus. And so if you are sick tonight and you need healing tonight, the power of God is here to heal you tonight. The power of God is here to move upon you. The power of God is here to create a miracle in your body, in your mind, in your health. In God is here tonight, people of God. blesses it. And so, God, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you tonight for God for moving by your spirit and speaking unto us by this word, that we might not take this word lightly, God, that we might not take this word slightly, but we would activate our faith tonight to let us know, God, let us know that you are here tonight and you are here to meet the needs of those who are sick and afflicted. You're here to meet the needs. You're here to build your faith through your word. And I pray tonight that someone's faith is built through this word to let them know, God, that all the glory belongs to you when you heal them, God. Father, I thank you tonight, and I praise you tonight for moving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so if you're here tonight and you're sick and you're going through and you need God to move, you need God to do something, bless his name, whatever it is tonight, you are free to open your line by pressing star 6, and you may come to this platform, and we will pray with you and stand in agreement with you. I don't know about you, but I believe in the power of prayer. I've been to that door. I've been sick where I had to take a surgery. I had a cyst on one of my ovaries that was turning cancerous. It was turning into cancer. Hallelujah. I had one on one of the ovaries that had burst in on the inside of me, and that one almost killed me. I had to be rushed into the emergency room at the hospital, and I was in a backsliding condition when this happened. Hallelujah. I was backslidden, and my body became afflicted with this cancerous cyst. That was the first one that busted on the inside of me. And I had to go into emergency surgery. And I remember coming out of that surgery in so much pain. And they say there was another cyst on the other ovary. But they say it was too small, so they froze this cyst. And over the years, even when I came back to the Lord, this cyst began to grow. And it grew and it grew and it grew so big. And I kept feeling all these pains in my body to go to the hospital to find out what the problem was. And so they did a scan and told me that the problem was that a cyst the size of a grapefruit was growing and it was turning cancerous. And so I didn't have no money. They said it's going to cost me $1,500 to get a surgery. I didn't have no money. I had to borrow the money, which I did. And so, but the Holy Ghost spoke to me the night before I was going into surgery. My family, my children, nobody knew but me and the person who loaned me this money. And as I went to prayer meeting on that night, God spoke to me in the prayer meeting. He said to me, turn your face like Hezekiah to the wall, and began to remind me of my word. He said, began to call on my name. Began to, my God, tell me about what you need. And so I found a place in the church, a corner, and I began to tell God, you said, I'm going to tell you about Hezekiah. And I'm here tonight to remind you, God, of your promises in my life. And I began to quote scriptures on healing. Hallelujah. And as I began to pray and believe God for my healing, the apostle who was doing the prayer meeting on that night, he said, there is someone in this house tonight. God said, you're about to take a surgery. No one knew but me and the person I'm telling you. He said, God said, you're about to take a surgery. But God said tonight, if you believe him, he said, you will have what you ask of God this night. And when the apostle shoved that in the atmosphere, listen here, people of God, I break off running around that building. I run around that church. I root up that church, and I shout just like this lame man to the top of my voice, giving God the glory, because I know God heard my cry. I know God answered me. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, tonight, I did not go back to the doctor. I did not go back to find out what had happened. I gave the person their money back, and that was 25 years ago. And from that day to this day, I have never had a problem. We've got to believe God. And so if you're afflicted tonight, press star 6 and come on over on this platform and watch God create a miracle in your body. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is you need tonight, God is saying, I'm here to meet every one of your needs. It doesn't have to be sickness. Bless his name. But God is here. He's here to meet every one of your needs in the name of Jesus. Well, if there's no one, I turn this service back into the hand, this line back in the hand of the
band. Amen. I believe we have a caller on the platform tonight.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for the word tonight because it helped me to bring a little closer to faith and believing in God and trusting him.
Yes.
I'm also asking for prayer for my strength. God has healed me and brought me back from death, though, and I know that. But tonight I'm asking for God to give me the strength I need to run this race and to do what he asked me to do.
Amen. Amen. Bless his name. Amen. We bless God. Amen. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you finished?
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' mighty name, God, we bring this woman of God before you on this night. We want to thank you tonight, Jesus, as we lift you up, as we magnify and glorify you tonight. We bless you, God, for being in the midst of us by your spirit. It is not by power. It is not by might. What you said is by the spirit of the living God tonight. That you can do, God, anything but fail. Father, as I lift her up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, we present, God, her request before you. You gave us the permission to make our request be made known unto you. And, God, we come into agreement with this request on tonight in the name of Jesus as you have healed your body. God, you are the same God that can take her higher. You are the same God, my God, has the code of a host higher that can take her on another level in you. God, her desire is for more of you. Her desire, God, is to be drawn closer to you. Her desire, God, Jesus, is to know you, God, in a better way. God, I thank you that this desire will be met in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving her a hunger and a thirst for the things of the Spirit. Thank you for giving her hunger and a thirst, my God, for the things of God. Father, I praise you tonight that the ministry that is within her will come forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would give her a burning desire, oh, God, to pray like never before, that you would loose the spirit of intercession upon her life more, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that you, God, would loose a God of determination and a desire for your word than never before. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, that this would be a night of transformation in her life, that this would be a night, oh God, of elevation in her life. Holy Ghost, engulf her tonight. Holy Ghost, saturate her life. Pour your spirit of fresh kato, should it become never higher. Woo, glory, kasham, never higher. Pour your spirit of fresh upon her now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I see hunger and thirst after righteousness, God. You said, whoever hunger and thirst after righteousness, God, they shall be filled. Fill them now, God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Fill them now with the fire of the living God. Fill them from the top of her head, oh, God, to the sole of her feet. Release Pentecostal power, apostolic power, dynamis power, God, resurrection power on the inside of her, God. Let rivers of living water flow from her, God, in the name of Jesus. Word her mouth, oh God, let your word, God, be in her lips, and a two-edged sword in her hand. Oh God, give her visions and dreams like never before, Lord God. God, that she would be an effective witness, oh God, for that to come. that God, the spirit of evangelism would be upon a God like never before, that you would go in the highways and byways and compel men to come. Thank you for this willing vessel, this available vessel who said, Lord, I want more of you. God, I desire more of you. In the name of Jesus, glory to God tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the infilling. Thank you for more, God. More of you, God. More of you, Jesus. More of you and less of her. Decrease it so that you can increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your glory. Oh, God, the lean man. You are glorified to him, oh, God. Be glorified to this woman of God. Be magnified in her life. Hallelujah tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God. I praise you tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, for doing a new thing in a life, God, in a family, God, in a mind, in a spirit, in a soul, in a body, in Jesus Christ. We receive this prayer tonight with the blood of Jesus against every backlash and against every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God tonight. Woman of God, God said to tell you, even as you desire him, he said he's going to visit you. God said he heard your prayer. He heard your cry. Hallelujah. He said this is going to be our visitation in your life. In the name of Jesus, because of your desire for him, because of your desire for more of the things of God, God said he's going to draw you closer to him that you have never known or feel before. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. He's going to give you hind feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to open your ears to hear his voice. He's going to open your eyes to see beyond the natural in the name of Jesus. God said he's going to make himself known unto you in this last hour because of your desire for him. The ocean that he said greatness is on the inside of you, and he's going to pull it out in the name of Jesus. He's going to use you, hallelujah, for his glory. You'll be encouraged tonight. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor will not be in vain in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And I seal it by saying amen and amen. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, name, God.
Anybody else on tonight desiring prayer? Amen. You can just press *6 and come on over. Come on over. Indeed, it is the night for healing. Amen. The healing anointing is on the line. Woman of God, I just want to lift up my brother, Andrew. He is waiting on a kidney. He has to get a kidney transplant. But in the process, his body is going through so much because he's having the devil is a liar. He's having dialysis. But his body is going through so much, and we're believing God for complete healing for him. We're believing God for complete healing, and that he's not even on the transplant list now because of the things that are going on in his body. So we just want to pray for total healing for him. And if God desires to give him a brand new kidney, yes, sir. To God be the glory. If he decides to give him a transplanted one, we'll receive that too. But we just want to pray that his body, pray for, because we can't really say what it is because it's multiple things that's making him sick because of the dialysis, because of the medicines that he's taking. But we just want to believe God that he heals him, takes him off that medicine, and then he can get back on the transplant list on the night. Again, his name is Andrew.
Amen, amen. Bless God tonight, woman of God. You know, I could identify with you. I had an aunt that died. She was on dialysis. She had 2 days. She gave up. She was going through so much. She couldn't take dialysis, and she gave up the dose, and she said, solar son of son was trying to make it, and she said, I can't do it anymore. And she said,
Tonight,
tonight, God, not tomorrow. Tonight,
oh, yes, Lord.
He left Andrew up before you.
Yes, Father.
I see a host, Jesus. Of the name of Jesus tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Come in agreement for Andrew tonight. In the
yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Name out as a fleece in the atmosphere.
Yes, Lord.
God, I said,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we build up
yes,
the head of protection around
yes.
you tonight from every
yes,
demonic
Jesus.
Attack. Your attack against angel has come to
yes, God.
We turn it to Lord
God,
and
God. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name
power.
Of Jesus.
We neutralize your mighty God.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Success, every affliction
yes,
is captured by the power that is the condom. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes, yes.
You took Christ to be healed, us to be healed. And so we declare that he is healed by the
Jesus.
Oh, God, baffle the doctor's report. Baffle
yes,
the
Lord.
Medical report. Baffle the doctor's report. He is
yes,
the medication.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You would be a testimony.
Yes,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Please, your Shekinah glory in that hospital.
Ah, yes, Lord.
Your glory, God. Your glory over that bed. Surround him by your presence and with your
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Oh, God, you do it.
The blood is a force to reckon with. Be covered. His bed
yes,
with the
Lord.
Blood.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let us say you are alive.
Cover, Lord.
And you are the
spirit
cover, and the blood of the blood. Falling on deaf ears, we declare that this prayer went straight to that hospital bed. And God, we expect to move. We anticipate you moving, God.
Yes, Lord.
Done by faith.
Thank
do it
you,
for the
sir.
Name and the Lazarus. Do it for Andrew.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer. Against every backlash and spirit of retaliation.
Yes, yes. By
amen.
The name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. God, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Ha! You get the baby, Yama. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, I hear
us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah,
God, you're doing it now.
Thank
God.
You,
you're touching
sir.
Andrew right now. You're touching him right now. Touch him
yes,
right now.
Lord.
Right here. Here.
There
you
go.
Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes, God. Yes,
God. Tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I have a question. That I need you to stand in agreement with me for, even with my daughter-in-law that has been battling cancer from 2020. I told her not to take the radiation, but she did, and I believe there are side effects now where she's been in and out of the hospital, but now she's been in there for about 2 weeks. They said they found a blood clot in her legs, and they have to put
Jesus.
In a catheter of the blood into her heart. But I've been praying with her, and I believe that it's all is well.
but then we've been fighting for 3 years now with this thing. And so, and even as we're praying for Andrew, I put her name out here, and I declare that God is going to bring her out. In Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, in Jesus' name. Yes.
I am not saying
Yes, Lord,
right now. Right now, right now. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries.
Every worship unto our Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healer, healer, healer. Yeah.
Healer, healer, healer. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank him for his divine presence. Amen. Glory to God, for truly the Lord has visited us on tonight, people of God, and I'm telling you, glory be to God, if you even but reached out unto the Lord tonight, even as the prayer was going forth, glory to God, Jehovah Rapha, the prayer for healing, glory to God, there was such a liberty on the line tonight, and even in the spirit, I could see the angels running, dispatching, running. Running, running, running. Glory to God. Running to the aid. Glory to God. Running to those that names were called. Running to those, glory to God, even though were names that were in the spirit, that were in the atmosphere. You didn't call them out, but because they were in your spirit, glory to God, the Lord sent his angels. Glory to God. And we thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for what our eyes shall see, even after this night. Amen. Glory to God. There was an unrefutable, listen, people of God, you cannot even not believe that the spirit, the presence of the Lord was with us tonight. I'm telling you, in great measure, he was so here with us. And we reverence and we give God thanks and we give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Say God. Hallelujah, my son. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that it's done. Hallelujah. We know that it's done. We know, hallelujah, that it's done. The petitions, people God, that we were desiring of him tonight, we know that they are done. Amen. Glory to God. And people God, tonight we just want to admonish you to hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord is here so nigh. Glory to God. That even after we get off of this spirit, it's moving. Glory to God. Just be open to the move. Be open, hallelujah, to the touch. Be open to hear what the Lord will say unto you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But in that, people of God, we want you to get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. You can text us. You can text us at 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. Text us, people of God. You can also text us at 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Text us, people of God. Text us. Text us, glory to God, get your copy. Get your copy of this broadcast. Amen. Get it, be blessed by it. Get it and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you tonight, woman of God. We bless God for you. Thank you for availing yourself to come and be a part of the Prayer News Network every Sunday and every Monday night. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight. Amen, for you allowing the Lord to use you. Yes, to use you, glory to God, that deliverance may come to the people, that healing may come to the people, glory to God. And because you've yielded yourself, glory to God, we pray, glory to God, we pray now a special blessing upon you. We pray, glory to God, that the Lord would look upon you, that the Lord will shine upon you on tonight, that the Lord will breathe into you, into your ministry, even the more in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord would open doors for you to go and carry this gospel, to go and carry this self-same anointing, glory to God, setting captives free, healing and delivering all by the power of God. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you, oh God, for ordered steps for your servant. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you tonight for all that you're doing in her. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God. We're thanking you for expanding her borders. We're thanking you tonight, hey God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for elevation on this night. We thank you, we bless you, we honor, we glorify you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would now keep her, that you would shield her, God. Keep her and shield her. Keep her and shield her family, oh God. Everything that concerns her, we pray, Father, that you would shield and protect her in the name of Jesus. Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy, and we declare and we decree on tonight that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, that she yet walk in your glory, that she walk yet walk, oh God, in your precious anointing, that she yet walk, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus, and everything that concerns her concerns you. And we're thanking you for moving for her tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, oh God, for shielding, for protecting her. We thank you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We glorify you now. We yet ask you again, oh God, to hide her behind your precious cross. Father, cover her in your shed blood. And we declare, we decree on tonight there shall be no backlash. We decree and we declare on tonight that there shall be no retaliation in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree on tonight, glory to God, that every assignment of the enemy concerning her is canceled. We could decree, hey God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, that every illegal contract on tonight, Father, may it burn by fire in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Ghost fire. Oh God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Master, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your liberty, oh God, wherewith you made us free. But as we give you thanks, we give you praise. But this God, we say, glory be unto your name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you. Glory to God. And at this time, amen, we're going to turn the service back over to you. We're turning the platform back over to you, woman of God, for final remarks and dismissal on tonight. God bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Yes, and the Jesus, God. Yes, God. Rama Shikoro, Shikadiansha. Oh, Jesus. Yes, God. Rama Shandoro, yes, God. Yonoroko, Shikadiansha. Yes, God. Oh, Jesus, help me to be Kashandoroko, tonight, God. Oh, I feel the presence of Roko Shanda, Bahaya, the Mahikisha, of the living God, to be Ashandanaida. Yasha, God is Yasha, yes, God, Yasha. Oh, help me, Jesus, in the time. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for your presence tonight. We bless you tonight, God. We give you the glory. Oh, Shaya, ya, Rashike, yes, God, the glory and the honor, God, for this opportunity, God, to come on this wise, God, before these people. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are in the midst of us. We thank you for showing up, God, in such a mighty way to bless us with your presence and to bring healing, God, to these people tonight. I just want to encourage you. Oh, Shata Rosa, yes, God. Hey, Holy Ghost, to encourage you tonight, God, that are connected tonight, that it's time for us to draw closer and to come up higher. To God, the time is getting late for so many, and God wants more of us. Bless his name. And as we listen to Peter and John and the way the Lord used them, he desired to use each and every one of us the same way. And let us remember tonight that our service for God is for God's glory. For he shares glory with no man. It's not for our glory. Peter shows that, and he understood that when he turned his attention or the attention that they was giving him to Jesus,
And so that, God, that's a sign of humility, and that's what God is looking for, that whenever God uses us, that turn the attention to him. So when we receive attention for doing something good in our Christian walk, with hallelujah tonight, glory to God, we need to use it as an opportunity, people of God, to point people to Jesus. And don't use our good works to steal God's glory. We are God's servant. That's all we are, bought by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, to you, we'll stand at a higher, and we don't have anything to boast about other than the greatness of the God who saved us. And so let us continue to be faithful to God, that his will be done in each and every one of our lives. Let us submit to his will and like never before in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, God, I declare a blessing over this line, over this people, over Evangelist Bradley, over our PNN advisors, over the prayer warriors. I decree and declare a blessing tonight over everyone that is gathered from every nation tonight. In the name of Jesus, that you, God, would take them higher, you, that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus, that their coming, God, to this line will not be in vain, that their coming to this line would not be a waste of time, that their coming to this line would give them strength and give them courage and give them hope, that their coming, God, would build up their faith and trust in you, God. Glory to God, that they would grow from strength to strength and from glory to glory, that there would be transformation, God, and reformation happening, oh God, and restoration happening, God, to those who come, God. This word tonight, we seal these people tonight with the blood of Jesus. Everything concerns your people, God, seal it and cover it with the blood of Jesus, their homes, their vehicles, whatever, God, that they hold, that touch with their hands. May they be blessed, and may you cover it with the blood of Jesus in their businesses, on their jobs, whatever it is tonight, God, in their ministries, families, marriages, cover them tonight. And God, as we leave this prayer line, but not the presence, global standard of a higher, yes, glory, God, of Almighty God, go before us, be with us, and cover us from every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. Oh, Holy Ghost, fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. My God, God bless you tonight. Listen, I want you to come on back tomorrow night. Tell somebody about the PNN. Listen, tell them, let them know, amen, that we want them to come and be a part, glory to God, of this PNN. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, people of God. Amen. We will see you back on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Blessings on each of you.